Good evening, Abba Isai. Amongst the topics covered tonight, we'll be speaking about clothing, to what extent clothing is bottled to the mace. I will speak about, generally, more halachas about tiltul of a mace, and we'll be talking about a general concept of harama, to find the legal loophole. We've spoken previously about this, one of the key ma'amakoymas and sources with regards to allowing a legal loophole, and as to whether it works or not, is this Sivav over here, which is going to tell us about a legal loophole. We'll be speaking also a little bit about added halach as regards to tiltul min atzad. Okay, so the bottom of page Kuf Tezvav, which is Siv Gimel and Simon Shin Yud Aleph, that's what we're holding and that's what we're learning now. Yesh Mishoima. Some say, Shem Nosna Lameis Echon Mekelim Shulavush. Choshuv, Kenos, and Kikar Tinuk. We spoke previously in the earlier Seif, and we spoke about a concept. If you've got to move a mace, so the way to do that, if there's any necessary reason to move a mace, so what you do is either you kick a tinoik, either you put a loaf of bread or a tinoik, and thereby, if they put that on the mace, that will therefore, the mace therefore will be permitted to be moved around from one place to the next. We said at times this is permitted to do that. So what is the key? We learned, Mishnah Berurah earlier told us that it doesn't have to be just a dafka loaf of bread on the mace, or dafka tinuk. In fact, it could be any permitted item that you put on the mace, and thereby having a heter item on the mace, that's the way you're going to be allowed to move the mace. Thinking about it, Mishnah Berurah says clearly it's any dava heter. Any dava heter will make it into a permitted way of carrying the mace. What about, so if you think about it, is inevitably the mace, not inevitably, but what would be the halacha if the mace has got, he's wearing something, the mace has got bar minon, the mace, the nifta has got, he's covered with clothing, he's wearing clothing. So could you argue that this is the heter item which is on the mace, his clothing? So, as long as the mace is clothed and he's wearing something, you can be carrying him from one place to the other because of the heter item, which is his clothing. Shulchan Aruch teaches us here, Yesh Mishoimash, some say, Shem Nosna Lameis Echon Mekelim Shulavush. If the mace is wearing, Keli over here means garments, that he's wearing, Choshev Kenos and Kikal Tunak, that should be considered, some say that this is considered a Dova Heter. And thereby, you're allowed to carry him around. Any thoughts on that? Clothing considered Dova Heter? Is that kicker of the tinoik?
If it's attached, you think not.
You say that maybe it's because it's very good. Why?
They're worn.
And therefore, what's the point? Very good. The bottle. Very, very interesting. So, this is a fascinating svara. Let us see Siv Dalet, and we're going to address your point, Mr. Berlin, which is very interesting. Siv Dalet, top of page 230, tells us, Yesh Mishoim Shaletzicho Kikal Tinoik, Adalameis Orum. He says, in line with what we just said now, some say that everything we discussed, that Kiko Tinoik, isn't required in order to allow him to be moved. That's only if he's undressed, the mace is undressed. Avalimuk Beksusoi, but if the mace is wearing anything, in line with what we just said now in Siv Gimel, and so Chikol Tinoik, Siv Dalet tells us, you know, if the mace is wearing anything, that will be considered like a Chikol Tinoik, and therefore the mace can be carried and moved around. Now, there is a shail over here. Is that, don't we say, Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot and Tezayin, the following, that's mamash your point, Mr. Berlin, he says, I'm skipping the first two lines. On this very point, why do we say that the garment is bottled to a person? Why do we say that a person's clothing is bottled to the person? To the mace? Surely, we find, in other areas of Hilchos Shabbos, the fact that we're allowed to, why are we allowed to walk around with clothing on Shabbos? Even the layers that are not covering our body, the additional layers. Why are we allowed to walk around like that? With a jacket on top of a shirt, on top of tzitzis, on top of that? Pardon? Oh, very good. We'll get to that in a minute as well. But let's just first explore the thought that that we've got, the reason is a person is allowed to wear any garment because it's bottled to a person. Clothing is bottled to a person. This is a rule we've met numerous times. Clothing is bottled. His bottle is nullified towards a person. His bottle. So surely over here the opposite side of the coin, the flip side of the coin, should be that if it's bottled to the person, then surely that's Mr. Belinsky's hour. And that's the base house of Skasha. That surely if that's the case, then how can you say that you can move a mace based on his clothing should be that her clothing should be considered kikau tinoik? It's not kikau tinoik. Kikau tinoik, you're putting a loaf of bread on a mace. It's a different unit, it's a different item, and therefore you've got heta and you've got the mace, and therefore you can move him around. You put a tinoik on a mace, so that's also a heta on a mace. You've got, but surely clothing, that's not considered, that's not bottled, that is bottled to the mace, and that's not a separate item. That is completely nullified to the mace. So that's the basis of Kasha, and the answer as follows. I'm Ogan Avraham, and that's you, based on what you're saying. I'm Ogan Avraham Shiyosh, which Davke Tachichin and Betelin, it's Lush, Sheino Osit the Foshton. So there's a very, with regards to a mace, the distinct difference to what he's wearing. He's wearing the Tachichin. If he's wearing the Tachichin, which a mace, Baminon, is wearing and is going to be buried with, the Tachichin, what's the English word for Tachichin?
Shrouds.
He's wearing the Tachichin, and he's going to be buried with Tachir, he's going to be wearing that until Tchias HaMeisim, so he's going to be wearing this. So that's something which is bottled to the person. He's always going to be wearing, a mace is always, that's attached to him forever now. However, so he said, Davke Tachichin and Betelin, it's Lashayin Osir Levoshton. That's because he's never going to take it off. But if a mace is wearing now other clothes, which is not wearing tachichin, that is not bottled to the mace. That is not, that's mamash like a loaf, that's a tinuk, that's not bottled to the person. That's not bottled to a mace. And therefore, if a mace is wearing, depends what the mace is wearing. If the mace is wearing tachichin already, then that is bottled to the mace, and indeed, that's not considered kikko tinuk. But, if he's wearing different clothing, so different clothing, that's not something which is bottled to the mace. And therefore, if that's what he's wearing, that's considered like a kikul tinuk, it's a different item on him, and therefore you'd be allowed to carry him around. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is named, it's Mechadash in the name of the Beis Yosef. Avol manbushin sholavush b'mechai, bevadi osid lafshitun me'olav, ein betenin etzloim. Yeah, so that's the difference between tachichin and sham albushim. Yeah. That's Mishnah Berurah says in the first two lines, which I skipped, serves him right for skipping it. Sifkot design tells us. It doesn't. The fact that he's wearing it now, the chiddush is that even if he's wearing it now, even if the sifdalitz mechadish, although that he's wearing it now already, he didn't put it on him, but he's wearing it now. Yeah. And Tiftarat, although he's wearing it nevertheless, it's mutter, it's considered kikal tinuk. Again, as long as it's not his tachichin. Interesting, in old Yiddish, in very old Yiddish, it's not used anymore, the expression. In old Yiddish, a tachichin is called zagnus. I thought it's just German, but I saw it in Maril, it's brought down in early Achronim, it's brought down. Tachichin is called zagnus in old Yiddish. In zagnus. And as to this expression used over here, as agnes. So it's not, yeah, that's the expression used. Sif Hei, Him Tzoch Nemokim Ameis. Now, Sif Hei is telling us a bit more about the general concept. Him Tzoch Nemokim Ameis. What if you need the place where the mace is lying? Or you need the place where the mace is lying. Or you need the item on which the mace is lying. Motel Ataltaloi Minatzad. He can't be moved minatzad. You can't do tiltul minatzad. Tahainu, I ishoif chamamito lemito. You move him from mito to mito. Kim shal tzurich tov amuto. Since if tzurich tov amuto, you need a place or you need an item where the mace is nifta. Lo itiro letaltel de kikoy tinuk ela b'mace belvat. The only head that we say kikoy tinuk is only with regards to the mace. Avoloi b'shad varim asurim letaltel, but not with regards to any other item which may be carried. There is mention over here with regards to I'm going to mention it later, perhaps again. The minig is if it's halacha really, if a mace, then that is normally taken on the floor. Shall if this can be done on Shabbos or not? A mace, Bar Minan, is moved from the bed and is put on the floor.
So the shaila is if this can be done on Shabbos or not. This is done for it is covered, but really, could this be done on Shabbos or not? Yeah.
Why is it covered to put him on the person on the floor of the maze?
It's considered covered amaze. I think that the shayish,
on a bed because.
No, sir. I think that I do not know for sure, but I believe it's Alpi Kabbalah. I understand it Alpi Kabbalah. So the Shalis of the Roman, I don't know what the generally is done. I do not know, but I think the Chaznishtak was not placed on the floor. He was nifta on Shabbos, and I think I don't know what generally the meaning is. Yeah. Okay. Sivav. Sivav is telling us it's talking specifically with regards to a mace, but the truth is, we're going to be learning over here, this is going to be some thoughts and some ideas. This is one of, as I mentioned earlier, it's one of the key mamakomas, one of the important mamakomas with regards to the general concept of haroma. We encounter haroma in many places. Haroma is the concept of a legal loophole. An example for that will be, are you allowed to cook erev tavshinin wise? Are you allowed to cook much too much and you know that you're not going to need that much on Shabbos? You're cooking, or you're doing much more, and you're therefore. Or another example will be if you're doing a legal loophole of doing something. I think of another example now. You're cooking on Yom Tov. Yeah, you're cooking on Yom Tov, and you know you're cooking far too much. A meal, that's right. Yeah, that would be an example of haroma. You're cooking far too much, and you know you're cooking lemaisa for a weekday. That's one example of haroma. What else? Where do we find legal loopholes?
Make an early meal if it's today's
Yom Tov, or is it Shabbos? Yeah, that's right. That's one of
the big shalashidas, and then you have.
You know, you have leftovers after, so you're going to eat, and you wouldn't have been otherwise allowed to cook for that meal. Yeah, and that's another example of aroma. Yeah, you're wearing the 9 days. You're wearing something quickly. You're talking about Shabbos, or beforehand. Beforehand, before the 9 days, you wear. Yeah, another example of aroma. So you're doing something which is actually permitted, but there's a better word than legal loophole. You're taking away them. It's like it's the letter and the law and the spirit of the law. Are we agreeing on that? The letter of the law and the spirit of the law? Is that a good expression? You're doing something which is in line with the letter of the law, but really it's definitely against the spirit of the law. Is that...
It's not that, because then it's bad out of care. I guess the cooking...
Spirit. It's not about whether it's bad out of care, it's about whether it's bad out of care. You're doing it to get out of it.
It's fine against the spirit of the law, I don't know.
Okay, my question is, if you're doing something which according to the letter of the law is fine, but it's clearly against the spirit of the law. It's a bit of a vague term, but do you think that's something permitted or not? So we're going to have one very, very real example in Sevav, and perhaps a bit of a chiddush what the halacha is. Sevav tells us, meis amutu bechamo. You've got a meis who is lying in the sun, and it's not good for meis to be in the sun. But he cannot be put in a place where he's going to be well protected from the sun. We cannot find a sheltered place for the mace, which would be, as we learned, you're allowed to do that. Or for some reason, you couldn't move him away from the place where he was. So now, what are you going to do? The mace is hit by the sun, and it's not good to have him like this, lying for hours in the burning sun. So, what can you do? What can you do about it? Shulchan Aruch is telling us as follows. Ask two gentlemen to sit next to the mace. One on the right, one on the left. You ask two gentlemen to sit next to the mace in the burning sun. One on the right, one on the left. Now they are hot. They are hot. These two gentlemen, they are very hot now. Because remember, it's in the sun. Can't expect them to be standing for hours in the burning sun and they're uncomfortable. So you're going to ask them to bring a mito, which a mito is the equivalent of a couch, of a comfortable chair. They're going to sit over there and they make themselves a bit more comfortable from the burning heat. But not only that, now it's still, the sun is still burning. They're still very uncomfortable. You know, the couch helped a bit, but not really. One on the right, one on the left of the mace. The sun is still burning. Zemiv machzeles v'poiris al gabov to take the machzeles, a canopy. A canopy, maybe, perhaps a little bit comparable to an umbrella, a machzeles. Poiris al gabov, zemiv machzeles v'poiris al gabov. They are hot now. What do you expect of them? To be sitting in the sun in the burn, sitting in the sun in a burning heat. So they open up machzeles, a canopy, on top of them. V'poiris al gabov, they protect themselves from this canopy, from the heat. Zezoy, give me tosi, pardon. Yeah, because they're not mamash opening it. They are like spreading it. Oil arai, you're right. Oil arai. Good, 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 you're right. So the reason why oil arai is mutter, Mishneh Berurah points out, and Achronim, because it's oil arai, it's not with the rice, it's only with the rabbonon, and the kovet ameis mamati over here. Zezoy, give me tosi. You know what they're doing? They are spreading this canopy now, and they are sticking it in a aridic way, in a temporary way, on this couch they've put over there, because they're not comfortable. They're protecting the mace. They're putting this canopy up, one on the right side, one on the left side. They're sticking it to the couch, and now they're well protected. Happens to be, it's also covering the mace. It happens to be it's covering the mace as well. Fine, they've done that. They sat there for a few minutes. Remember, they put the couch there. They put the canopy on top of them. One on the right, one on the left. It's protecting the mace now. They can go now. They can go now. Nimtzez mechitza asuya me'eleo. You've got a mechitza which has been incidentally created. They've now created an oil. To some extent, have now created a protection and a shelter for the mace. Sharei machzeles zev machzeles zek abein smucha zuluzu v'shnei tzitzit zev ala karka mishnei tzitzit ha-mace. They have now created a shelter for the mace. Indirectly, and not in the first instance, but that's what they have created. They can go now. This whole, everything they've done over here, what they've done really, the whole agenda was to protect the mace from the burning sun. Again, what happened over here? He had a mace which was in the sun, and we want to look after him. So what are we allowed to do? We're allowed to make over here an oil arai. We're allowed to make an oil arai. How? Because they didn't, at one step at a time, they did no issa. What they did is that they sat on the side, fine, they brought the couch, it was still hot, they brought the machzeles, a canopy, and a step after that, They connected it, an oil arai, the rabbon is mutter, and now they can, once this has all been created, they can walk off. So this is really a legal loophole. It's haroma. Because even the first instance they would have made it for the mace, they could not have done it. It's only because they were protecting themselves. And thereby, the legal loophole over here.
If they're making the oil arai for the mace, then it
is. Yeah, so but it would not have been mutter to do it in the first place. For the mace. It's only because they were gaining from it in the first place. Mishneh Berurah explains. Mishneh Berurah explains that it would be also, because then it would be obvious that you're doing Letzarech HaMeis, and that's also. To do Letzarech HaMeis alone is also. It's only because they were protected themselves as well, only because of that it's mutter. The Mishneh Berurah explains, "Havel hashto nikkel shasol letzarich atzmon, shereke shicham lo emelamato v'yamito v'yure v'mishamachzelit v'yu mitchilu gam b'shul atzmon."
It's only because in the first place they gained from it as well. The tzarich hameis would have been also to do everything. The tzarich hameis would have been also, but only because they gained from it in the first place, it was mutter. So here we have a bit of an example of haroma, because to do it in the first place for the mace would have been also, only because they benefit from it. Initially, he was mutter, so it's the letter of the law, it's fine. But you've got something which is clearly against. The expression is maybe not absolutely precise, but it's something against the spirit of the law, because really, to make a machzeles in the first place would have been also to make it for the mace. But that's what we're learning over here. In Zon of the Mamakoyim, they were learning that to do a roma is mutter. Sef Zayin speaks about the next topic, which is sicha. Would you think that it would be permitted to do sicha, to smear something on the mace? Do you think that's would be mutter also to do on Shabbos? Also. What if it's done in order to protect him from decomposing?
Still
why?
Because it's on the
melachos. Sicha, Shulchan Aruch Sif Zayin, bottom of page 230. Mutter losu chameis.
It is permitted to soch to shmear on the mace on Shabbos, velishmer dakom etachtov, kedei shelo yasriach, and to take away the pillow from the mace to protect, because the heat, the pillow, and the pillow underneath the mace, that it creates warmth and heat, and you're taking this away, and therefore it's going to decompose. So you're allowed to take this all the way, you're allowed to be soch to shmear, to protect the skin of the mace, as well as take away the pillow, because that creates a warmth and a heat. You have to take that away mitachto from underneath the mace, kedei shelo yasriach, in order that it shouldn't be masriach. Hu bilvad shelo yozis shebo yishum eva, as long as you don't directly move a limb. If you are moving a limb, that's also wise, also to move a limb of a mace. Yeah, that's right. So you have to positively move a limb. So you have to be careful. But yeah. Now, so why allowed to shmear? Why allowed to? Preventing from a sale. But it's still a chiddush, because you are moving him to some extent, but that's not considered moving. We learned that generally muktzah, you're allowed to move muktzah. You're allowed to move muktzah. You're allowed to move muktzah. But to gently shmear would be mutter. As Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutal also chameis v'lishmet akam etachtav." Shlo yosis bo yishum eva. It's not considered proper moving. So normally soch. This must be the attack. It's a good question. The Mishneburin Sif Kotn Chof Aleph explains sicho b'shemen. It's talking about oil. V'adoche b'mayim anu b'mayim korim. V'atam b'chol zeshetir. Why is this mutter? The zeu lav. It's considered touching. And touching is mutter. To touch muktzah, we've spoken about that. Touching muktzah is mutter. It's only moving muktzah which is also. And this is called negiyah be'alma, kivin she'ein mezis boy eva, it's mutter. With regards to the sich, why sicha mutter? So there is at times, there is, oil, if it's not, at times, the sicha b'shemen is muta. Why is sicha b'shemen muta? Sicha b'shemen is muta if it is, a very liquidy substance, we pasken, that there is no sicha. If it's extremely liquidy, like water, the ma'aseh, there is no sicha. Pardon? Yeah, we haven't learned it yet, I don't think. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we've learned. I don't remember learning it, but it comes up later. But sicha b'shemen, if it's very liquidy substance, we're matter. The Shulchan Aruch continues. If the mouth of the mace opens up and it becomes disrespectful for the mace to be lying with an open mouth, kosher zalechi, one is allowed to tie it, the jaw of the mace. To tie it, painin shelo yosif lispatach, in order that it doesn't open further. Havoloi chedei sheisoger, but you're not allowed to close the mace's mouth. Mashaniftach oiktsosoi, when he's not allowed to close the mouth of him, but just preventing from opening further. Shimkenu your mace is over, because that again would be moving a limb of a mace which is mukta. Humitamze ein maatzim in ein of shel mace b'shabbos, and therefore when he's not allowed to close the eyes of a nifta on Shabbos, it's also because you're moving a limb. Eva of a mace. So this again is also covered a mace to close the eyes of a mace, but one is not allowed to do this on Shabbos because it's muktzah. On Shabbos. Yeah, maybe I don't know. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch says mitamze ein matzim in ein of shel mace b'Shabbos. I don't know if there's any poskim amati. I don't know. I don't know what the meaning is. Maybe yes. A goy probably you could. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you could ask a goy. Yeah. Rabbi Sai, we learned tonight the halachas of clothing. The distinction between clothing, which is the tachichin, which is bottled to the mace, it's not considered kikal tinoik. Tachichin. Regular cloth is not. Bottle to the mace, and therefore it's considered kikavatinoik. We learned about if a mace is in a place where there's the sun hitting on him, then you when he's allowed to stand on both sit on both sides, bring couches, then bring a canopy up, oil arai, which is for your own sake. Then once you've created the oil arai, you're allowed to move away, although it ends up being the tzorich hamace, which is an aroma, but is permitted in this instance. We spoke about sicha for the mace, which is muta. We spoke about taking away the warm pillow from the mace, shalei asriach, which is muta. With regards to the opening mouth of the mace, we learned you're not to close it, but to prevent from opening further by tying a string, that would be permitted. Moving a limb of a mace is also, and therefore, closing the mouth is also, and similarly also closing the eyes of a mace is also as well. Maybe to finish with the dovah toiv, what can we mention as a dovah toiv? Oh yes, important Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah holds generally, we'll be speaking more about that in Sif Ches, but this instance, maybe just to refer to your point, Mishneh Berurah learns from these two halachas. Sif Ches will be spoken about it more extensively, but the Mishneh Berurah holds that whenever there's a concept of tiltul min atzad, that whenever you're moving something indirectly, that's always going to be muta, even in a case of something which is proper mukta. But if you're moving something tiltul min atzad, proper, by doing an indirect movement, that's always going to be muta. So more to follow on that, mitzshem in Sif Ches.